Boys, I have lessons from the lathe. Parshas Shlach, Parshas Koirach. My last chance to do two parshas, I guess, as I move on shortly to spending some time in Chutz La'aretz. Wanted to bring out a very, very important message related to the summer and things to look out for in the summer. Parshas Shlach, we learn about, of course, the Chet HaMeraglim, and coming onto the scene immediately are the two that are not Choyta, Yehoshua and Kalev. And we know right away that Yehoshua, who of course will be taking over for Moshe Rabbeinu, his name is changed. Vayikra Moshe Lehoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. There is a pretty poshut question, because Lamata Yehuda is Kalev ben Yefuna. However, the Chizkuni points out that Kalev ben Yefuna is actually not his name. In fact, he points to the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that clearly states that the name of Kalev's father was not Yefuna. The Gemara says as follows: Kalev ben Chitzron Hulad. The Divrei Hayom talks about the family of Kalev, the bracha that Yocheved and Miriam got Lifnois Botim. Kalev was the son of Chitzron. So how do we have over here? Is this a different Kalev? So the answer is it's not a different Kalev. The Chizkuni, I believe, quotes based on the Midrash. Kalomar, who was this Kalev ben Yefuna? Who Kalev ben Chitzron? V'nikor Shemo Yefuna al shepanam mi'atzas ha'meraglim. He was poinah. He went away from the atzas of the regal, of the meraglim. He was able to conquer his yetzahara. Let us remember, and it's important to remember, that these were anshei tzaddikim, the heads of each shevatim. And for other reasons, you can go back to some other lessons from the lathe. We learn out what their possible sin was and why it was. Mulamid Schus, of course. But it's interesting, because when we think about the differences between Kalev and Yehoshua, and in fact, later on in the parasha, it's quite interesting, because the Ribbono Shalom says, in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Chaf Dalad, Ve'avdi Kalev Ekev Hayita Ruach Acheret Ima Vayam Lair Achav Yotav El Aretz Asheba Bizar Lisha. That it was because of my Eved Kalev had a Ruach Acheret, a different spirit with him, and he followed the Ribbono Shalom, he followed me wholeheartedly, and that's why you're going to be brought into the land despite him. Ask the great Hav Grossman, head of Migdal Emek, and he asked, where's Yehoshua in the Pasuk? He's mentioned later on. He says that was the true battle. The battle of the Yetzirah was more with Kalev than Yehoshua. Yehoshua received the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu Pel Peh, the Moshe Rabbeinu Lochein Abdi Moshe. His name was changed. He was added the Yud and the He in his name. He was able to combine Olam Hazev Olam Haba. But Kalev was an ordinary, if you will, an ordinary person who was able to fight the Yetzirah. In our mini lessons from the lathe, which you could sign up on WhatsApp, find your local friend who will show you how to sign up for our daily lessons from the lathe. So we pointed out this week that the first Taz on Ul Shulchan Aruch, Kikaber Ka'ari, they should get up like a lion, sounds great, but why? Just have to move the pillow a little bit, move the blanket. So we said that the beautiful Taz tells us, what does it mean? It's a lion against the Yetzirah. We have to fight so hard, like a lion, the king of the jungle, has to fight. That's how hard it is to fight against the Yetzirah. And then we happen to point out, later in the week, the last Taz in Choshen Mishpat, which talks about the schar that a person receives when he follows the Devar Hashem and not being Mesakein at Datsmo, doesn't put himself in harm's way. And he says, how fortunate are we, the Jewish people, when you're able to fight the Yetzirah against what you might want to do. We gave the example of bungee jumping, but maybe there are other things that put yourself in danger, and you don't do it, you get a mitzvah even for that. Kalev was this person. And it's really interesting to note, because if we go to our next parsha, the parsha of Eretz Yisrael, and we talk a bit about Korach, so we shouldn't make the mistake that some make about Korach. Because Korach was a tremendous individual. And Kalev understood and saw Beruach HaKodesh, who was going to come from him. Korach saw this. And Korach understood the power that he potentially had. But unfortunately, his Yetzirah got the best of him. And we see, tragically, the differences between the two, again, quote-unquote, but ordinary individuals. Rashi tells us, Vayikach Korach, the Ta'ana of Korach is he saw a nevuah, that Shmuel HaNavi would come from him. We say every Friday night, Moshe V'Aaron U'Shmuel Karashmo. We learn out that Shmuel could have even been on a higher level than Moshe V'Aaron. V'chav Dal Mishmeres Kehuna, he saw that b'nevuah. And he said, "And I'm just an ordinary individual. How can I come in front of Hashem?" The nevuah caused him the chait itself. The heightened level of kedusha caused this to him. The Torah Sa'olah, the Ramah, quotes a very good mashal. He gives the mashal lezichuchit, a piece of glass. She'im echorakir, if in front of the glass there is a wall, who do you see? You basically see an image of yourself. However, im nisar hakir me'acharai, if they take the wall away, you can see from far what is outside. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was able to see the Devar Hashem in his nevuah. But the other nevi'im just saw within themselves. And that was the difference. But I think the difference is fundamental. Because these were both ordinary individuals. Again, maybe even, I think it's fair to say, even tzaddikim, ein tzaddik ba'aretz ashay lo yichta'eh, there is no tzaddik in the world that doesn't sin, doesn't understand what it is. Kalev was able to fight this Yetzirah, whereas Korach, with the heightened level of nevuah, dafka was not. We've learned many times, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that it is dafka in the holiest places is where the Yetzirah tries its best to get us down. And that's exactly what tried to happen and unfortunately happened with 10 of the other heads of Shvatim, who unfortunately had very narrow glasses and only saw Eretz Yisrael in one way. They saw the glass with the kir in front of it, only seeing themselves and their self-interest, and not seeing the gorgeous land of Eretz Yisrael, and that the Rabbeinu Shalom would in fact protect them. And Korach saw an amazing future in his life and couldn't understand why he wasn't on that level as well. Again, the Yetzirah got the best of him. And this, of course, leads us to a very important message. As the summer quickly approaches, as everywhere the weather gets like it is almost always here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and the Yetzirah creeps in. Number one, the Yetzirah, stam of the summer of boredom, of what is there to do, and boredom generally leaves one to potentially to challenges, to bad places, to looking at things they shouldn't look at, to going to places they shouldn't be at. And this is the fight of the Caliph. Are you able to be a yifuna, to change yourself, paneh, go away from what maybe your friends are doing, be able to have the strength to say, no, I don't think I belong there. I'm not going to go to that. I think the rabbis in the infinite wisdom, the Rabbeinu Shalom, on this difficult parsha of Shlach, Bechia B'doiris,
So that Bechiah Dafka comes in the middle of the summer this year, a little bit towards the end of the summer. But Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, during this time, so we curtail these actions. The Gemara in Brachos tells us about the breaking of the glass. It's not only Zeichel the Churban, the Gemara in Brachos doesn't bring that reason. It brings the actual reason of what? That we have to realize, Azim Alas Chokpino, we can't be overly joyed in this world. We have to be careful how we react. Sometimes simcha leads to difficulty. And as I said, the Yetzer Hara comes at the height of a wedding. It could come there and lead to shtus. Lead to people getting drunk, saying things they shouldn't say, doing things that they shouldn't do. And that's, of course, the amazing and important parsha of Tzitzis. Both as a reminder, as the summer begins, the importance of this amazing mitzvah, the chiyuv of this mitzvah, Rosh Weiss points out, that it is dafka this mitzvah, unlike any other mitzvah. The Gemara Menachos tells us shkula kinetic kola mitzvahs b'Torah, and the great schar that you receive for it is dafka mitzvah that nowadays is a mitzvah kiyumis, not chiyuvis. We don't wear dalek kanfuis begadim anymore, but everybody's mechayev themselves to do this because he says that's what proves true avdus. True avdus to Hashem is doing it out of the will, especially in the summer itself. How difficult it is sometimes. But no, this is my mitzvah. This is what I do. And yes, I might not look exactly like everybody else going to a summer camp and you're playing ball and you got tzitzis and it seems to be strange to others. Ah, you're a kalev. You're ben yifuna. You're pointing yourself to the right place, away from maybe the others who say, well, it's not really a chiyuv. I heard my rabbi said it's almost night. It's a... No, this is what we show. This is the differences that we show. But also, of course, the famous pasuk Lo Sasuru Achrei Levavchem Achrei Neichem. The Sfarim point out why first it should be Lo Sasuru Achrei Neichem, and then Levavchem tells you not to do it. No, you get a pass the first look that you get. You look at something wrong the first time. You go, ah, no. How do I stop myself from ever looking at this again? How do I put a filter on my phone? How do I know? How do I look before a movie to see, is this something I should be seeing and not saying, oh, I'll close my eyes? The second time, Rachel Levavchem, you go with your heart, unfortunately, sometimes for the wrong things. We have to prepare ourselves before the summer starts to not fall into these traps that all too often the summer brings with it, these tremendous Yetzaharas. And that's the important message, certainly of Parshas Shlach. How we see things, sometimes we like to justify things, but to be careful not to do that and to say, well, it's not that bad, the Ribbono Shel Olam will understand. I sometimes meet some of my students who say, you know, I just realized I was going beheter, going to a beach, a separate beach, but they got to the beach, and because they were going to the beach, they didn't wear tzitzis. And then they realized the day was over. They didn't wear tzitzis the whole day because they were in their swimming clothing and they came back. They've been out back for 5 hours. Got to remember the mitzvahs. Got to remember the Yetzer Hara that might say to you, ugh, I'm going to be the guy who's going to say to his friends, hey guys, you want to make a minyan for mincha? Nah, you're the guy that does that. What a tremendous thing. You plan your day around, well, mincha nowadays is at 8:20. So how am I going to finish my day and make sure to get back in time so I can daven mincha with a minyan? Well, the Yetzer Hara says, no, what are you going to do? I'm oisik b'mitzvah of a half the reich kocho, making my friends happy. It takes just a little bit to change from the kolev to the koyach. Our message should be that we should be poneh ourselves, we should move ourselves away, yifuneh. It's not often where the Torah will not give the true name of a person. Gemara tells a story about, comes to mind, a ger that converted and was called Ben Para, Ben Chamor, someone will correct me, I'm sure, because it was that famous cow that didn't move on Shabbos, that moved him, but he saw the thing in the positive way and took that the appropriate way. We should be zeicha to only good things and let our Yetzer HaTov take it over. And as the Taz says, you get schar for every time you don't listen to the Yetzer HaRa. remind yourselves of the great mitzvahs that you could be zeichet to get for following it. We should be zeichet that the Mashiach Zidkenu b'meheira v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.